is November 20th, 2013, UFF-UWF Collective Bargaining. I'm Brendan Kelly.
Mike Matamore.
Cindy Faria.
Steve Balco.
Dean DeBoe.
John Fink.
Enid Siskin.
Ryan Demian.
Tom Wozlevac.
Rémi Goujon.
Well, we're waiting on Anita, and she's just making some copies of some contract articles that we were going to look at today.
Okay.
So she'll be here in just a second. How is everybody?
Good.
Okay.
Good. Big plans for Thanksgiving?
Go to Europe.
You're going to Europe?
Mm-hmm.
That qualifies as a big plan.
Yeah, we decided last Wednesday we wanted to go.
Where?
Other people plan these things months in advance. My family says, we're not doing anything next week. Let's go to England and France. And
now that our airport's international, are there direct flights?
Yeah, except for the slight jog into Atlanta.
Yeah.
So yeah, we decided to go to Europe.
I'm not, this is probably next time, but you know what I did? This week is I got a global entry card.
What is that?
What is that for?
Is it like a passport?
You go by security domestically, mm-hmm. and you go through INS internationally without going through the thing. You go to a kiosk and slide this in.
And how do you get that?
You go to TSA and make an application online, and then you have to have a personal interview with a global entry person.
You're screwed, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They take your fingerprints and take your picture and give you this card.
Wow.
Aren't you lucky you have a representative TSA?
But it takes about 10 minutes. You can get one in Atlanta.
Okay.
But they say now I'll just have to...
We'll see how it works.
Yeah.
Go past everybody. Go to the kiosk.
Well, I flew to Boston for a meeting last week. And for some reason, for the first time ever, I was a TSA pre-check on my ticket. I never had that before. That is the way to go.
Well, this pre-checks you on every airline. Like, I'm pre-check American, but this now I pre-check every year.
So it's like the airline equivalent of cutting the line at Disney World.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, exactly. And the INS.
That's nice.
It's funny. They go, have you been to Mexico?
I eat Mexican.
Like, yeah. What are you looking at on your computer that you're asking me if I've been to Mexico? You know, but did I go with a sombrero and to a costume party or something? Couple of times, so that
you slip across to Tijuana one Friday night.
But they know everywhere they're looking at your passport.
Right.
They might freak them out. I've been to Cuba.
They might freak them out. But I went to Tanzania, and they said, "Why did you go to Tanzania?"
Last summer I went to Madagascar.
Well, what would they expect my response to be, though?
Smuggling vanilla.
I was meeting with some Al-Qaeda guys down in Tanzania.
In my first,
it didn't go very well.
Mike, my first semester here, I went to Orlando.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I got me a sombrero, a huge one, and hang it up in my office, building 79, so all the students think I'm Mexican. I don't know a word Spanish. But I had this huge sombrero there. You know, that's how you do the stuff, right?
Okay. We have a couple things that we'd like to hit on today.
Sure.
Now, you know, first off, our plan, if all goes well, and sometimes these things get held up for one reason or another. Our plan is to come in the next time we meet on December 4th and give you an outline of a sustained performance evaluation process in writing. Like, we're thinking about like bullet points and before we start actually writing out contract language.
Okay. Sure.
So we know what everyone's interests are.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be, we hope to have that on the 4th. Now, we were asked a question and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but we wanted to bring that question back to you.
Sure.
You know, what we see is that there's sort of three programs on the table that are kind of moving parts. One mm-hmm. is the Coupa pay bands mm-hmm. kind of yeah. thing, if I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
One is a promotional track for instructors and lecturers, and then one would be the sustained performance evaluation. Now, they all have price tags associated with them that will vary depending yeah. upon where we land on any of them.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But let's say all three of them being equal, if you were to tell us what program you would like to see implemented before this next one, before the next one, have you thought about that?
Well, you're absolutely correct to say that that was our design, was to think about how these pieces would work together rather than just one. So the balance of bringing people up to Coupa, sustained performance, and promotion for instructors, the goal is to make structural changes as well as kind of corrective changes mm-hmm. for where salaries are now. So you're absolutely right. We're thinking of those together. And we're certainly open to thinking about the levels of each of those. Okay, when we've talked about sustained performance and we've talked about promotions for instructors and lecturers, we've said, well, there's different levels you could include in that are going to have different levels of cost. Right? So, for example, we put forward sustained performance. We said this is to match current sustained performance. This would include all tenured faculty, right, associates and full. So one of our conversations in that was we talked about, well, do we want this to be just for full and not associates, right? Mm-hmm. They would have access to it. And we did a similar conversation about the instructors and lecturers. Yes. The last one you guys talked about, you said, well, you know, as a starting point, we might consider promotion for lecturers with terminal degrees and then not instructors initially, right. But they would have access to that if they were to finish a terminal degree, you know, or potentially to have a multi-year contract, guaranteed after like 4 or 5 years, because that wouldn't necessarily, it would be a good incentive, but it wouldn't necessarily be have additional costs associated with okay. it, right? So those are kind of levels, you know, you kind of think of a set amount of money of where, how all three of those are going to work well together.
Okay. I'm not sure with the bottom line that we can say this is more important, yeah. because they each go to a different constituency of the faculty, and that would be a problem to say, well, we'll give the you know, these full professors and not give lecturers, or we'll give only the lecturers, and it would be a problem to say one versus all the others. It would be
I think there's what's most essential is the base salary corrective increases up to Coupa. I think that's the central component, I think, of addressing where we are right now as the most important. But I think it's also the reason that we're looking at specifically the sustained performance and the instructor promotions is that in full book, it's going to touch on a lot of articles. And so we have to be able to open a significant number of articles to be able to put those forward.
Okay. All right, good. I think I hear what you're saying, which is that it's difficult for you to rank these in an order of priority for implementation.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to think of them as like one piece,
Well, okay. Well, like I said, I don't know what we're going to end up with or get to as we go through the negotiations on those three elements, but we are going to bring in some kind of written framework for what we would see as a sustained performance evaluation program.
Okay.
And we'll do that on the 4th. You never could say that. We think we can do that. Now, we want to have a conversation with you about the Coupa data access that.
Sure. Yeah, I was going to follow up on that.
Yeah, I'll go.
Do you want me to
go ahead and explain?
Please.
So, Jonathan, I remember you asked for it, and mm-hmm. I called you and told you.
Yeah, sure, of course.
We're looking into it, and I feel good about it, and things are looking up, and okay, so everything went bad. This is what happened. We got a hold of the actual CEO of Coupa, who we did not speak to personally, but who actually left a message and said, So I contacted them back to say, mm-hmm. to talk about the situation that we're in and that we would like to.
Yeah.
And I've just been playing phone tag with the person at the other line who's mm-hmm. not going to be the CEO. They kind of funneled me to some other person.
Okay.
So I wanted to report to you that it's, I haven't forgotten about it,
okay.
but that it's kind of, it turned in a bit different vein than I thought it was going to be. I was surprised.
Did you explain to them our proposal of, like, we wouldn't have access to the we were to sit in the room and...
That's why I wanted to call them
back. Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought maybe they would not be as concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
About their proprietary interests and all their and everything okay. else. So that's why I wanted to get a hold of them and tell them more. But I didn't want to leave you hanging
sure.
without the follow-up.
What are you all looking for going forward, the next step in that process?
You mean, what am I going
to do? Are you going to call them and talk to them some more? Or is that
conversation? I have a couple of calls in hand, and me and this guy missed each other.
Okay.
But the last thing is he needs to call me back.
Okay.
So I just need to get a chance to talk to him.
It's not an immediate necessity at this point in bargaining, but so I think as long as we have time to address that, and we'll consider it and look
okay,
into things.
Okay, so I just want to mention.
Okay.
We have a couple of the articles that were identified as status quo, and talk really slow. Let me get a copy of it, okay?
Okay.
But I can tell you what they are.
Okay.
They are maintenance of benefits.
What numbers are those?
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
29.
Okay.
The grievance article.
Okay. What numbers is that?
22.
Yeah. Grievance.
22. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think other faculty rights is one.
I'll do 23.
And the documents are coming.
You see them.
Fresh.
That's
why I sit here, so I can look and give you the good news.
All right.
And Article 7 is the... Now, 23, we looked at once before, and that has that safe conditions language in it.
Okay.
So I don't know. I didn't put anything in it, but we guess we could continue our conversation about that.
Okay. Okay. Last time when we were, even though we signed some status quo, we talked a little bit about just some of the things that are surrounding them. And you're telling the stories about, like, for example, the job abandonment article.
Right? Yeah.
Even though we TA'd that as status quo, we said, well, these are some other components just to consider going forward. Is there anything in these articles that would fit like a similar any kind of considerations or things that catch your attention?
No, not really. You know, if you look at Article 7, 7.1, I think in substance is really all of these items are going to be placed on the website, accessible website. B, I think, is kind of, to tell you the truth, unnecessary anymore because the state has posted all this information on the website, on the web. So you don't need a computer access for them because this was...
I would agree with that, except I've had a lot of occasion where the link no longer works, where the documents aren't online, or whatever that that would problem, I think.
Well, if you decided that there was a, if you decided there was some sort of
tricky fight, there are things that link to that go nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking about the state website, not ours. Mm-hmm. The state of Florida put it on.
The Board of Governors.
Yeah.
You can go onto their website and pull down a list.
Any employee of the state university right. system.
Board of Governors. Mm-hmm. I think it's the governor.
The governor put it on. Well, the governor ordered
right?
it.
Right.
Oh, that's.
Is that what it was? Do you know it?
The governor.
I thought you were referring to the operating budgets.
No. Yeah. This is
current
salary increases right. provided to faculty, and all that's on the web.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well. Yeah, our experience with looking at the governor's website is that information is wildly inaccurate. That it, in some cases, we've had cases where it doesn't take actually takes into account people's supplements or additional earnings, not the base salary.
That could be. I don't know if that's true or not, Tom. You could be right. Yeah. But see, what this allows you to do is have access to that data. It's accessing state data. There's no other data to have at the state level. This isn't our data.
Right. No, I understand. I was just speaking to the fact that whatever the governor's gathering, wherever he's gathering it from, is apparently not very accurate.
But if you were to say we want to pay for and have a computer access to the state data file for mm-hmm. salaries, you'd get the same information whether it's accurate or not.
Well, yeah, because again, it's probably the same source data. They're reaching out to the various public entities, public agencies, and saying, okay, Board of Governors, give us all the salaries for all your employees.
Right.
And they're reaching out.
And you know what, I bet this is holdover language from the Blue Book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
But you're referring to, but the difficulty with this, for sure, is that there, because the website is a dynamic website, it is impossible to go back and compare data, say, 3 years ago or people within a department, because being a dynamic website, you only have the last total or the current total.
Yeah, but this isn't information about people in your department. This is information about faculty at the other university.
Well, also political winds tend to shift and change, and with new governors, there can be guidelines. So I think keeping it in the CBA.
I don't mind having this in there. That's why we have it on the table. But I'm just saying, if you're asking me
to
observe
what
I think about the language.
I think it's absolutely.
I don't mind retaining
it. But I just thought that was helpful last time when you were saying things to consider, even though we weren't making changes.
Well, that's one of them. I think that you probably aren't going to invoke that and pay the money for it, because I think it would be a waste of money for you at this point, because that all the information is accessible. I don't think there's anything in the grievance and arbitration process that would be a problem. I mean, you proposed the status quo, and I guess it seems to be working. What's enough?
At caucus, I
want
to talk to you about something at caucus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
We'll caucus now, too. I think that's a good one. All set?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we think these look great. We'll go. We'll sign off on 7/29 and 23.
Okay.
We want to hold off on the grievance one just to wait actually a little bit on that. It's a couple things we want just to look into. More substantial.
You know, that's a good idea, because why we took the caucus is because when we did 6 on discrimination, we talked about how going to court and having an arbitration on a discrimination action can live side by side. And that's kind of sort of obliquely referenced in here, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Exactly. So all right, these are all signed here. So.
It's a table of red pens.
Oh, you need a black one?
That's okay.
Blue okay?
Red is fine. We just have to have color sometimes, so that we know it's an original.
It's blue.
I have an ink that fades out after 24 hours.
Invisible, like lemon juice and whatnot.
And Cindy and Anita, thank you for the updated things. We finally know who do we have on campus.
Yeah.
Sort of, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I don't think... It was updated in the beginning of the school year. It hasn't been updated since.
Oh, okay. So okay, it could be more.
It's not up to the... I don't think there's any...
It's the same list.
I just want you to know that.
Okay.
It's the same list as we would have received in August, right?
And you did. Susan got one in August.
So it's the same.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Would the August one have the new faculty already?
Do you want me to sign this, Mike, while you're...
Yeah.
Would that... so the August one should contain... It contains all the new hires, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's why she waited until...
Middle of... So it's the same thing then?
Yes.
I got a room. Let me know what happened.
Sure.
Yeah, I just got my call.
Susan, she was going to...
Good luck.
They don't text me anymore. They email. They figure I'm going to be sitting here in my iPad open. Yeah, thanks. I'll let you know what happens.
Good night.
Thank you.
Don't touch.
I wouldn't dare. I'd never resort to physical violence.
Talking to you, but anyhow, I'll believe you.
I don't believe her.
But I don't pretend to believe you.
Yeah, okay.
Good luck.
Thank you. I'll let you know what happens.
Okay.
Whether we're finally agreed.
You know, it's funny, we're always kind of, I've done a good job of being on the same page a lot of times the last few sessions. I had also kind of made a summary of where we are and all the different proposals that are on the table, because specifically because they're all working together kind of as one piece. You know, we talked a little bit last time more about the domestic partner benefits as well. I think that's another kind of component that fits in with this, even though it's not specifically around salary, but I think it does touch on the kind of structural changes that we're interested in. Beneficial changes we're looking at this year. The only other component that's on the table besides the ones we defined was our one for Article 3 about like the bargaining schedule, potential stipends for the 9-month faculty when bargaining takes place in the summer. And we proposed striking that language in there that limits it to 4 years. Potentially disproportionate between the bargaining teams if there's that kind of limitation in there as well. So that's something else we could certainly talk about.
Sure.
If you guys are interested.
I don't know, does anybody have any questions about either the domestic partner plan or the proposal for release time?
You know what, I don't remember, did you suggest only same-sex partners or both kind of partners? I don't remember.
It's a domestic policy. It's a domestic partner irrespective of the genders.
Okay, so you suggest
that. Yeah, it's modeled on the human resource form from the FIU. It's the other one. So the process would be you have to declare a domestic partnership. And there's stipulation that is already present in a lot of the other, I think it's pretty standard in the state about declaring a domestic partnership. So it would be in line with us.
I think the model we gave you guys is the FIU model through UF and on FSU.
Yes. They're all in that stipend reimbursement model.
I know it's the one you've seen, Mike, in other places. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's the same boilerplate. So
I think it's same sex, though, right?
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty sure it's just same sex in the benefit.
Yeah, no, I know if we gave you the FSU one, then the FSU does.
This is FIU. This was FIU.
Okay. Right, so.
But we would certainly, we're certainly open to, you know, if you wanted to make it more nuanced to just to all, more inclusive to our domestic partnership rather than just same sex domestic partnership. That's that certainly would be open to that as well, of course.
Okay.
I think we had an understanding of the of both of those offers, mm-hmm. and I don't think we have any questions about either of them, Jonathan. We we just have been sort of focused on some of these other.
Oh, sure. Areas. Yeah, absolutely.
But we certainly can. But I think we understand it, and we understand the trend. Mm-hmm. Statewide at the other universities. And the two changes to release time was to limit the number of times a person can consecutively receive release time. Is that what it is?
Well, the language in there, it says that no individual member can receive release time during the year for more than 4 years in a row. Mm-hmm. And the goal, we understand the goal of that is to not overburden individual departments with their FTE counts and other things. Now, there's already language in the contract that says no more than one person per 15 members of a department, something like that, can receive release time. So there's already some controls, I think, that prevent overburdening on FTEs. And we would be open, certainly, to options of, if instead of release time, providing a stipend or something like that. We just want to make sure that there is compensation for bargaining team members significant enough to encourage people to participate in the bargaining process. Okay. And also, it takes a significant amount of time to train people and to get them prepared to do this. If you're required to rotate them out essentially every 4 years, that's not necessarily the best practice.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, why don't we take a caucus? It won't be long.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that everyone.
We can't say.
Blue job.
Yeah, blue. That's good. That's good. I like that. 100% blue.
Yeah, that's right. The Jello shots.
Yeah.
Well, what we have, we really don't have anything to say today on either of those topics, release time or domestic partner benefits. Mm-hmm. And we think next time we're going to probably spend most of our time on the sustained performance.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
We were just thinking in terms of process. Maybe what we should do is, if there is a topic that you want us to focus on or we want mm-hmm. you to focus on for the next session, we could, if you think it's important or time sensitive or connected with something,
sure.
If you let us know, then we'll put it on our agenda for the week.
What we were thinking about is, if you guys bring in a sort of design, a response to the sustained performance, right? Well, we can take that and then say, okay, if this level's in here, then we'll consider the other two major components of the CUPA and the promotion for instructors and lecturers within that context, right? So that might be the next best step. So if you guys, since you've been working on the sustained performance, to bring that in, and so we'll talk about it in isolation, but we can also talk about it into connection, how those three specific components work together.
Okay.
Because those are the main financial ones. Those are the ones that have the financial implications, more so than the domestic partner benefits and the
All right.
release times.
That makes sense. I don't have anything else for today.
No, it looks great. Okay. I think we're all set. Anita, we'll wait to hear back if you hear anything else from.
Yeah, Jonathan, I'm just going to call you. I don't think you're listening if I get
That's
anywhere.
Fine. That's great.
If I get anywhere.
Hopefully, if you can explain to them just like what it's like on the ground, that we're not giving out your password to anybody or they're just coming in, and specifically in the context of bargaining. I think that'll hopefully be get some breakthroughs.
Let's see how it goes.
Okay, everybody, thanks, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got
December 4th. December 4th.
Okay.
Yeah, how many millions have you
I'll tell you as the year goes on.
Pesos. Millions of pesos.